Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter is back. Rock 107 WIRX.
Alrighty. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
Morning.
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 Morning. What are we doing? It's the second day of the show of the new year, and we're already like, we're just saying stuff. We're just saying, making noise for the sake of making noise. That should
I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing. It's 1,000 degrees here in this basement.
Yeah.
Does your wife turn up the heat in the winter to like 95, or is it just mine?
That's just your wife. I am very stingy when it comes to it.
It's like she lives in an elderly home, man. Yeah. Seriously.
My bones are cold.
Apparently.
My bones. No, lady. We keep the house usually during the day, get it up to 68, maybe 69 if I'm feeling generous. And then at night, I always bring it down to 64.
Hey, real quick, you know what we got? This thing is pretty sweet. You know those like Amish fireplaces, like the grand fireplace thing you can buy and like kind of put in your house? Well, we got one of those and we got a new TV, but that Amish fireplace puts out heat and it's right by our thermostat. So it like tricks our house into thinking it's like 70 whatever all the time. I don't know what she keeps it at, but
that's
pretty cool. It's pretty nice. Those things are pretty sweet.
I'll just take
I'll
take the hairdryer once in a while and just put it right next to the thermostat. Big, hey, what? I can't look. It says it's 95 degrees in here.
You do. You put a hand warmer on your thermostat.
Yeah. Perfect, dude. I'm making money at this point. It's fantastic. Anyway, hey, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you harder every day. It's dumb vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by MedLeaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Abyss.
You got it. You know what's up. Go see them. Seriously, medicinal, recreational, get you high today. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Sorry, I didn't even have the sheet open.
I was going to just start doing my ABCs.
You might as well. You know what? It's 2022. You think after 6 years almost of the show, I'd get it figured out, but no. All right, it's open now. Let's do your dumb vocabulary for today. Why don't you shut the hell up?
I bet you I can get through it twice before you find one.
Brain dangle.
Oh, we got one. All right.
Brain dangle.
Got my attention. a brain.
Brain dangle.
Why don't I just imagine a big ball sack? I don't know.
Because you're absolutely right. That's what it is. It's when.
Is it?
It's what? When a man.
A dangling brain.
It's when a man lets his balls hang out of his pants.
God, you tuck those things in, man. What are you doing? End up on a list.
Yeah, you got to be careful where you do the brain dangle. All right, some chicks gonna love it. Okay, some chicks be like,
maybe like your wife. Maybe you're like your wife.
Yeah,
somebody you really trust.
Let's be honest. Out of all of the weird stuff that men have going on down there, the testicles are the least attractive ever. I mean, like, there's nothing attractive about that. I don't think there's ever been a time where my wife's like, oh yeah, I want to see those. It's like, no, it's not like that.
Let me see them. Yeah, just, those things are hot.
Hey, baby, why don't you dangle some brains
from
mama?
Yeah, dude, they're all like, they're all wrinkly, and it's like they're not really hairy, just like strangly hair.
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know, it kind of looks like an old man's beard. You know, there's nothing attractive about it. Nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yep. But they're there, man.
And as you get older too, they get less attractive.
Mine are mid thigh right about now, so I can't wait. I can't wait till 60 and they're hitting my knees. That's where I'm at.
I'm like a pendulum, dude.
Slapping thighs. Example. Chicks love the brain dangle. That's all I got for you.
I don't think so.
All
right. I don't think they do.
Oh, thanks for showing me your balls.
Right. Appreciate it.
They're horrible.
I'll be over here now.
Put them back. I've lost my appetite. That is your dumb vocabulary for today. We'll be back.